From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Many outraged New Yorkers are putting pressure on their mayor to do something about all those snow-clogged streets, and soon. They flatly blame Michael Bloomberg and his people for dropping the ball on preparing for the blizzard that dumped as much as 20 inches of snow on the city last weekend. Days after the snowfall, many neighborhoods are still snowed in, and especially serious concern for emergency responders. But Bloomberg maintains that his people are making progress.
We think we've got 99% of primary streets plowed, 86% of secondary roads, and 66% of tertiary roads.
And in the latest flare-up this week over weather-related flight disruptions, stranded passengers at JFK got into a shouting match with agents from Qatar Airways when they announced their planes wouldn't land at the airport. They urged people to take a bus to D.C., where two planes were ready to depart for Southeast Asia. Diplomatic efforts are intensifying in West Africa in a bid to end a potentially explosive deadlock in the presidential crisis in Ivory Coast. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports a regional delegation sent to Abidjan Tuesday has been briefing the head of the West African bloc and is due to head back to Ivory Coast next week.
West African leaders had threatened to use force if incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo failed to step down. They now seem prepared to give more time to negotiations and mediations in Ivory Coast. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan.
Whenever there's a dispute, whenever there's a disagreement between people, it's dialogue that resolves all issues. If that dialogue is on, they're encouraging us to go back, so we're going back.
Jonathan says they'll agree on how to proceed once the West African mediators report back.
We are still talking, so I don't want to preempt whatever the discussions will be. When they come back, then we'll take further decisions.
Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A member of the family that inspired the movie The Sound of Music has died. Agatha Von Trapp died yesterday in Taos in Maryland. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In The Sound of Music, Agatha Von Trapp would have been the character Liesel, the eldest daughter of Captain Georg Von Trapp and his late first wife. The musical took many liberties with the Von Trapp story. Agatha once told an interviewer she never had a boyfriend when she was 16 or 17. But she and her siblings were raised in Austria. Their governess, Maria, came from a convent, taught them to sing, and married their father. And the Von Trapps did leave the country when Hitler came to power, but they took a train. In real life, the Trapp family singers performed together for some 20 years. Agatha Von Trapp died on Tuesday at a hospice near Baltimore.
This is NPR. Human rights groups in Israel warn of a new tide in anti-Arab sentiment sweeping the country. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports in the latest controversial move, a group of rabbis' wives signed a letter calling on Jewish women to avoid intermarriage or even working with Arab men.
According to reports in the Israeli press, the letter asks Jewish women to not date non-Jews, not to work with non-Jews, and not to serve in the army with non-Jews. It goes on to warn that Arab men use Jewish names to deceive unsuspecting women, and says if they pair up with an Arab, a life of, quote, curses, beatings, and humiliations awaits them. This month, about 300 rabbis also signed a letter calling on Jews to avoid renting or selling property to non-Jews, and there have been a number of demonstrations against intermarriage. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the rabbi's letter. However, a poll published this week shows Israelis are almost evenly divided on the issue. It found some 44% of Israeli Jews supported the rabbi's calls, while 48% were opposed. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Danish authorities are detaining four people suspected of terrorism. They say the men were planning to attack a newspaper that had published caricatures of Islam's prophet Muhammad, the kinds of cartoons that triggered protests across the Muslim world a few years ago. Denmark's intelligence service says three of the four suspects detained today entered the country last night from Sweden, where they reside. Swedish police say they have arrested a fifth suspect in the case. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points at 11,585. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.